Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning. Very cold out there. Hope you're staying warm. We'll get back to open line here in just a few minutes, but we do have a guest in studio with us today. We have CM Johnson in studio this morning. And good morning, man. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you back in studio. And it's been a while since you've been in. I think it's been about a year. And it was like, I think it was right before the pandemic started hitting. And just kind of let everybody know what you've been up to the past year.
You know, we've been pretty busy overall. When the pandemic hit, kind of shut us down a little bit, but we're getting back and getting ready to do some more recording. Like I said, on 98.1 earlier, we got a Moline Bar. We're going to be playing over there on April 10th. We got Solo Club. Me and my bass player, John Turner, is going to be down there February 26th. We got a wedding coming up this year, and then we're back up at Emporia VFW on March 6th. And the VFWs and the Legions, man, we just love playing those for all the service members and supporting them and great causes they do over there. So really appreciate them.
Absolutely. So sounds like you guys really starting to crank up and get busy and be kind of all over the place. If anybody would like to maybe contact you, if you'd like them to play at maybe an event they're hosting or something, how can they get a hold of you?
You know, you can shoot me a message on Facebook under CM Johnson or email us at ReverbNation.com. We're under CM Johnson and One Land Road on there. And I'd like to take one moment to recognize my bandmates, man. They stick with me and put up with me a lot of the time, even though they don't really agree on a lot of things. But we really love having them. We got Robert Euler from Fort Scott, plays drums for us, and we really appreciate him making the long drive to practices and gigs and so forth. And we got John Turner, who plays bass for us out of Independence, and Bill Allen from Independence, he plays steel guitar for us.
So just again, bandmates. I mean, like everybody says, you know, you're only as good as the band that's behind you.
That's
and it
sure,
sounds
yeah.
like you guys got some, great bandmates helping you out there. So again, we've brought you in today, maybe to play a song or two. And for your first song today, what are you planning to play?
I wrote this song about actually in 2019. Actually, called "What's Wrong with Country." It's kind of my take on the stuff they're playing on the radio mm-hmm. today, and just not kind of my thing. I'm more of an older soul. So.
Right. Exactly. I'm kind of the same way. I'm an older soul, and I kind of like the older stuff as well. So, again, CM Johnson right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Oh, what's wrong with country music? Oh, the way it's done today. There's a rappers wearing cowboy hats, and it didn't used to be that way. Oh, and if old Hank could see it, he'd hang his head in shame. What's wrong with country music? It don't sound like country today. Oh, what's wrong with country music? Oh, the way it's done today. Oh, there's singers using auto-tune, and Nashville's gone this way. Oh, and if old Hank could see it, he'd turn over in his grave. What's wrong with country music? It don't sound like country today. What happened to Cash, Jennings, and Jones? They are the ones forgotten and gone. But I sure do love them and miss them today. And if they could write a song, here is what it would say. Oh, what's wrong with country music? Oh, the way it's done today. There's singers using auto-tune, and Nashville's gone this way. Oh, and if old Hank could see it, he'd hang his head in shame. What's wrong with country music? It don't sound like country today. Oh, what's wrong with country music? It don't sound like country today.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, man. I completely agree with that. I mean, it's it does not sound the same like it used to. I remember back in the day when I was a kid, I listened to a station and just it sounded like good old country. Nowadays, it kind of sounds like it's just a mishmash of stuff, a whole bunch of different stuff. All right. So there may be some people that's not familiar with you. Just kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
You know, we are CM Johnson and the One Lane Road Band out of Cherryville, Kansas, and we play a lot of the older, like I said, I'm an old soul, so traditional country is definitely our wheelhouse, and we do several originals as well. I think writing is very important, so my next song, we're actually going to do an original for you, but like I said, man, my band guys, man, they help us out a lot, and they really add a nice groove to our sound, so we really appreciate them.
And when did you find out that you wanted to get into singing and starting a band? When did you find out you wanted to do that? When was kind of that moment, I want to do this?
You know, I got my first guitar when I was probably 6 years old, and I started playing even until I broke all but one string, and I just started trying to teach myself how to play. So I guess that moment is moment I really knew that's what I wanted to do.
And music, because again, I didn't play in a band, but I played in band in high school. Music just kind of gets inside of you,
for sure,
and it kind of motivates you and everything. And again, I know exactly how you feel. Again, I was never going to be in a band per se, but I was in band in high school and all the way all 8 years in school, and it gets inside you, and that's what you love to do most definitely. All right, so again, you see, you have another original coming up, and let's go ahead and get with that. And what is this song going to be called today?
I wrote this song about 6 months ago, titled Ain't That Tipsy.
All right, more CM Johnson right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
I've got this old shotgun by my bed. I've got this new bottle of Jack stuck to my head. The combination of the two just don't mix. And if you walk through that door, you're gonna regret. 'Cause I'll shoot you down like I shoot down my bottle when it's empty. And I'll shoot you down like I shot down my horse when he got frisky. And I'll put you down just like a shot of whiskey. No, I ain't that tipsy. Well, I heard you coming up the stairs. I said, Lord, please pardon me from all my cares. I knew that gun was loaded when I pulled that trigger. And what happened after that, I can't remember. But I shot you down like I put down my bottle when it's empty. And I shot you down like I shot down my horse when he got frisky. And I shot you down just like a shot of whiskey. No, I ain't that tipsy. Oh, I ain't that tipsy.
Awesome. So again, that's a great song. Is that going to be one of the ones you said you're going to do some recording? Is that going to be on your next album?
Or? For sure. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's and that would be probably a great single off of that. If anybody is wanting to get some get the hands on your music, what's the best way to do that?
You know, I got a single out on Apple right now. It's on YouTube, Amazon Music, Spotify, whatever music platform is out there. It's on there. So. Thunder Break My Heart by C.M. Johnson, so more than welcome to go check that out.
Really all right. It. No, that's some great stuff. Again, we love bringing in local artists, and I love the sound that you bring. It's so much different than what we hear nowadays. I love the old-time country, and we appreciate you coming in here and letting everybody hear that because, again, we want to support our local musicians as much as we can.
I appreciate y'all having me again.
Thank you. Absolutely. So, again, you've done two songs today. And would you mind maybe doing one more for us?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We would love to hear one more from you today because, again, I'm loving what I'm hearing this morning, and I know the audience is as well. So what are we looking forward to hear on this one?
Man, this one is going to be – I'll do a cover one for you guys.
Okay.
It's an old Keith Whitley tune called Don't Close Your Eyes. It's kind of one of the first songs I started to play when I got started performing live. So.
All right. We got some more C.M. Johnson for you right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
I know you loved him a long time ago. Even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. Oh, but darling, this time let your memories die. Just hold me tight when you hold me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Oh, and don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him. It's some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you hold me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's on your mind. I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Just hold me tight when you hold me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him. It's a fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you hold me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you hold me tonight. Oh, and don't close your eyes. eyes.
All right, CM Johnson here in studio today. We appreciate you coming in again. Your single is out right now on Apple, and that's how Apple all streaming platforms. That's how they can get a hold of that single. And again, if somebody would like to maybe schedule you for a performance, how can they do that?
Like I said, we're under Facebook under CM Johnson. Shoot us a message on Facebook or go to our ReverbNation.com page, and we're under CM Johnson on One Lane Road there, and there will be an email address there. You can just send a message to that email address. That's how you can get a hold of us.
All right. Sounds fantastic. Again, heading back into the recording studio here pretty soon, and going to record some great new stuff, and we look forward to when that album comes out. We thank you so much for coming in today, man. We appreciate it, and we'll have you on again soon.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this frigid morning in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.